Good morning, everyone. Got back home just before midnight last night from the Mexico and from the pilgrimage in Mexico to visit Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it was an incredible outpouring of grace. If you know someone who went, track them down and ask them what God did in these days down there and what God did in that place nearly 500 years ago. Just to consider the fruits of it. When the Spanish missionaries came to that land, for about a decade, they worked trying to bring the gospel to the place, to the people there. And there was maybe a small little trickle of conversions, hardly anything. Mary comes to Juan Diego. She gives this gift of this image upon the tilma, which spoke to the people in powerful ways that God had been preparing them for centuries. And in the following decade, there was a tsunami that was released of conversions, such that it's never existed like that in the world before. 9 to 10 million people in a decade came to be baptized. People were coming from the mountains and the hills and the jungles who had never even been reached out to by these missionaries. They came and they were seeking something. They were seeking, they were asking to be baptized. It's incredible. So it's an incredible week of grace. And as we come to this sort of this final Sunday of the Christmas season, which is the baptism of the Lord, to marvel at the gift that baptism is. And just two things for you. The first is, what does baptism do? And the second, which is the all-important question, so what? What baptism does, Jesus, we hear in the gospel, he enters into the waters of baptism not for the same reason that we do. We enter the waters of baptism because they change us. We're completely changed through the waters of baptism. Jesus, in his baptism, he enters the waters to change it. He changes the water. And this is how God always works. Christmas, he enters into our humanity. Why? To change it. The cross, suffering, our death. Jesus enters into it. Why does he do it? To change it. He changed what suffering and death is through the cross. Baptism, he enters the waters to change it. And what does baptism do? What does water do? Two main things, what water does. Water has the power to destroy and the power to give life. The waters of baptism, it destroys something in us. It destroys the grip that Satan has on that person. Because it destroys all the sin within the person. It washes it away. There's this movie based on a true story. It's called The Impossible. And it's based on the 2004 tsunami which hit Southeast Asia. You remember how deadly that was? 150,000 people were killed in that tsunami. This is a story actually about a family. It's redemptive where they're split up and it's beautiful. But in it, because we don't usually see the force of water like you would there, you see the absolute destructive force of water, of how it can just obliterate. And this is what baptism does within us. It destroys something. It destroys sin, and it destroys the grip that the evil one has on us, has over us. That we're under his power, and after the waters of baptism, we are under God's power. It also gives life. That in baptism, God's very life is poured into us. Right? Each one of us is born. And original sin just means You're born missing something. All of us are born missing something that is meant to be there. When Adam and Eve were created, they were created with the life of God in them. Through sin, they cast out that life of God. And so they didn't have it anymore. And you can't pass on something you don't have, right? They could pass on human life, but they couldn't pass on eternal life, God's life. And so each one of us are born missing something. You receive from your parents human life, which lasts for 60, 80, 70 years, sometimes just 15, 20, 5. But what we receive in baptism is God's very life within us, which gives us eternal life. And it's the Holy Spirit that you're filled up with in baptism, such that Jesus Christ lives in you. He is alive within you. Baptism and the waters of baptism, they destroy and they give life. So what? So what? Baptism itself, the thing I want to hold up for you, is such a massive defeat for the enemy. When I'm back baptizing a little child or an adult, it's awesome because it's the greatest blow to Satan that a priest can possibly give. Confession renews that life of baptism. The Eucharist strengthens that life of God's life within us. All those other sacraments, they just help to renew and strengthen what is received at that fountain. Because baptism is the greatest blow against Satan. Because we are taken, that person in baptism, and they are ripped out of Satan's power, and they were placed under God's power. Not just, you're under my power now. No, but we become something different. We become his sons, his daughters. That becomes who you are. It's your identity now. It is your very identity. And a person who is seeking to live out of that identity of who God is and who they are, the only weapon the devil has left then is that of discouragement. That is it. He has the weapon of discouragement to get us discouraged, to make us forget. Because if you're a son or daughter of God and you fall, you sin, you know who God is, that he is the Father, and that you know who you are, that you're a daughter of God the Father, yeah, you're his son, and so you turn back to him. You repent, you turn back to him. That sin doesn't have that power over you anymore because you're able to turn back to him because you belong to him. That the only power the devil has then is discouragement, where you get tired and you forget that, who you are. When I was 10 years old, I think it's one of the greatest Disney movies ever made came out. You're all thinking what it is now. Some of you are right, most of you are wrong. It's The Lion King. Came out in 1994. Within this, you remember, right? Simba. He's haunted by the guilt over his father's death because of the lie of Scar, that he was the cause of it. And so what does Simba do? He who is the son of the king, he goes off and he lives in exile, ignoring his identity as the true and rightful king. What is it that changes everything for him? He receives a vision of his father, Mufasa, who says to him, "Son, remember who you are. Remember who you are." And this sparks the redemptive journey for him, that he is the son of a king, that he is the rightful heir of that throne, as each one of us become the heir of his entire kingdom in our baptism. And so I just want to warn you against that discouragement. That is the only weapon that Satan has left against you now. Because you belong to him. You're under his power. And when that discouragement settles in, remember who you are. Remind yourself, I am a son of God the Father. I am a daughter of God the Father. That is who I am. And his power and his life lives within me. And with that, I have nothing to fear because I am his and he is mine.